USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
Think back to the good old days when if you liked your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Family and friends remembering Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman shot and killed while attending Passover service at a synagogue in Poway, California.
My mother's dream was to be a bridge of love. Reaching one person to another.
18-year-old John Ernest now charged with murder, attempted murder, and hate crime charges for the Saturday shootings. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. In a video message, Guaido says he has the support of troops to begin what he calls the final phase to end Maduro's presidency. There is sporadic fighting and tear gas being launched in the streets of Caracas between forces loyal to Guaido and those loyal to Maduro. Reports of Woodstock 50's death might be premature. The festival's principal investor, Michael Lang, now says that the three-day music festival set for August is a go and that they're simply planning to bring in some new partners and investors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump is looking to make sweeping changes to the asylum process. In a memo, the president calls for new regulations for asylum seekers that he said would safeguard against rampant abuse. Among the changes would be filing fees for asylum seekers applying for work visas. Those who enter the U.S. illegally and apply for asylum would not be able to get a work permit at all. The Lady Bears get Whoppers and Big Macs at the White House. More on their visit from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The Baylor Lady Bears paid a visit to President Trump at the White House Monday to commemorate last month's national championship.
Coach said with tears streaming down her face on national television, God is good. He has blessed these great kids. Nice, right, Mike? Very nice. That victory was the culmination of an incredible year. The Lady Bears had a stunning 37-1 season. Wow.
It's the first women's team to visit Trump's White House. The Lady Bears, who beat Notre Dame 82-81 earlier this month, were served fast food from Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King in the state dining room, the same spread that other sports teams were served during their visits to the Trump White House. The team gave Trump a signed basketball, a national championship hat, and a Baylor basketball jersey emblazoned with number one.
SpaceX is set to launch its 17th commercial resupply services mission to the International Space Station with a scheduled launch of a capsule tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral at 3:59 a.m. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.